Good morning. Welcome to the Dr. Rajan Janney Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess, Janney. We are here to save you from yourself and better your lives. Hi, Janney.
Hi. Happy Monday.
What's going on in New York City right now?
It's not such a happy Monday because a lot of us are feeling a little sad because of David Bowie. David Bowie died after a long stint with cancer.
Well, he actually died on his birthday, too, which is pretty...
Really?
Yeah, I think that's the icing on the cake. But great singer, I mean. Great performer, great talent.
Well, it says that... He died on Sunday at the age of 69 after an 18-month battle with cancer. 69, that's still a little, I guess it's a little young, but I remember David Bowie the most with the movie The Labyrinth. It was an adventure fantasy film directed by Jim Henson and George Lucas, and it was so fantastical, and he was such a, badass in it. And so, a big tribute to David Bowie.
Was that before my time?
Whatever.
That's before my time, Mama. Mama.
You're older than me, Dr. Rod.
Oh, God. I have never disclosed anything like that.
Yeah, right.
You're guessing. So, guess what? Did you see that movie, Concussions?
I have not seen it, and this is the movie with Will Smith, right, about the NFL?
Absolutely, and I've told you this over and over again. Football kills. Do not put your kids into football. You're giving them a sentence. Realistically, they will be a prisoner. If they're not going to die earlier because of concussions or head-related trauma, they're going to be prisoners in their own body. I know that's a harsh opinion for all of you lovers of football, but remember, this is coming from an orthopedic surgeon. With all due respect, the neurosurgeon sees the concussion-related issues. I see the extremity-related issues, and in my practice here in Beverly Hills, I have numerous past NFL football players from the alumni or the Players Association who have devastating injuries to the point where they can't walk, they can't move, they're in pain, and they're young. It's nuts. This sport is absolutely crazy.
Well, I think it's great, and I know it's quite controversial. Some NFL fans are not happy about this concussion because it really is spreading the message to the masses that football can be dangerous and it can cause concussions and almost near fatal deaths to its players. It's interesting reading this interview at CNN.com with Will Smith because he jokes that he probably won't be getting free Super Bowl tickets this year.
You know what?
He is shedding the light on this issue.
Will Smith, I know I've met him personally a few times. He is an amazing person and human. And the whole pretense of this was, he was putting his son through football and this changed him. I mean, this is a life changer. And with all the lawsuits out there and all the issues out there because of these concussions causing suicide, causing amnesia, taking these extremely brilliant players who are so brilliant and disciplined that they grew up, they were stars when they were in high school and junior high school, and suddenly turning them into wrecks in their adult life. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy. Will was such a huge Philadelphia Eagles fan and a parent of a former high school football star. He says that he even traveled between China and Los Angeles for 10 straight weeks to watch his son, Trey, play football. And, I'm sure that this had to be a hard film, but he said that in this interview when he met Dr. Omalu, who he's playing this Dr. Omalu, that he really got inspired to tell this story because he just didn't know. He didn't know as a parent, he didn't know the statistics, he didn't really know that football could be so dangerous.
So, it is, come on, intuitively, we all know it's dangerous. Let's not be silly here. You watch a sport where you use your head as a battering ram, and you watch the injuries that come out on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And these are highly conditioned, functional athletes. You put someone from the regular population who's not Superman, who's not, who can't fly over this. These type of injuries would kill this person. So this is
Right,
not,
so when
this
he
is.
talks about CTE, what is that? So Dr. Amalu says that there's something called chronic traumatic, I can't even pronounce
Encephal.
it, and so what is that? He
Philosophy.
says that these players are getting diagnosed with CTE. What is that?
Okay. Chronic means long term. Okay.
Right.
Traumatic means secondary to trauma. Encephal is brain. Paphy is pathology in the brain, meaning your brain's getting screwed up on a long term basis from trauma from football. So, I mean, here's the deal. You can injure your brain a few different ways. Number one, you can injure it with a direct impact and have a bruise. So your brain's in this in the skull. And what happens is the skull bangs against the brain, you get a bruise. Number two, you can injure it
Ah.
in a fast flexion extension mechanism, which can tear some vessels and again cause some bruising. So, you never want to bruise your brain. Think about this, just on a basic level. When you bruise your arm or legs, it hurts, right? Yeah,
Yeah.
hurts bad. And sometimes if you bruise it, you're off from playing for 2 months. If you bruise your brain, there's a lot more on a line. It's like, this is your goddamn brain.
Wow. Well, so according to the CNN article, it said that it was recently revealed that 87 of the 91 former NFL players whose brains have been tested for CTE were positively identified by researchers at Boston University. So it sounds like they're getting diagnosed with the CTE, this bruised brain,
And you know
and it
what?
can
Some
be
people don't
absolutely
have this.
life-threatening.
And genetically, some people really don't have the capacity to take too many bruises because it can affect your motor function, it can affect your memory, it can affect your mood. I mean, my most depressed patients tend to be these football players who do have like their memories of being a star for 2, 3 years, but in the end of the day, if you watch football, unless you're someone who just avoided, wide receiver, someone who just avoided being hit and you're just fast, you really took a beating beyond belief. And I think as an orthopedist, football should be banned.
Well, okay, I get what you're saying, but here's the truth, Dr. Raj. Football is not going away any soon. There is no way, no way, because it is part of the American culture. So, what, obviously, the NFL has come back and said that the NFL has made a lot of changes, a lot of rule changes to make it safer. Is that enough? It's not going away.
No.
So what can people do about it?
The people can't do anything about it. They have to completely change their mentality. Years ago, we had gladiators fighting to the death, okay? And that was acceptable. This is almost the same analogy. I don't see any difference in this. You take a kid who is a superstar, who's highly motivated, who is smart, who's disciplined, and then you put him up and tell him if you're in the NFL, you're a stud when he's already a stud. And then suddenly you give him a sentence afterwards. And his sentence may be as simple as living in pain forever with his knee, hip, shoulder, or it could be even worse with CTE and residual effects. So
I
my
agree.
thing is, go
I
ahead.
agree. Change the way we view football. Let's not sensationalize it so much. And I think the NFL is doing what it can, and it could do more around making it safer for players.
Follow Dr. Raj. Love baseball and basketball. Kid. Stay tuned for our next segment when we talk about our kids and why they should not be driving, and also this lottery craziness that's been happening recently. Janie,
One
wait.
point
I don't know.
billion, 1 point billion.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Stay tuned.
One, two, eight.
Morning, welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle guru, goddess. And we just talked about, first of all, again, a tribute to David Bowie. What was your favorite song with David Bowie? Jenny?
Say that again. You,
What was
I
your
think.
favorite song? David Bowie song.
Oh, gosh. I don't
I mean,
know.
you'll probably get the older ones in the 60s.
Whatever. His movie is what I love the most. I'll be honest, I don't listen to his music so much. I
I love
really
the
like
song
the.
Let's Dance.
Oh,
Didn't you
yeah.
like?
Let's Dance. You're right. That was a great one. And
That
Fame, right?
insane.
Fame, that
Dance,
was
no,
great.
Dancing in the Dark. No, that was Mick Jagger.
I think that was somebody else. Let's
Yes.
Dance. That was a good one. Let's Dance. I can hear it in my head. But yes, David Bowie, we love you.
Yeah, we'll
He
miss you.
I
We'll
just
miss
he
you,
was
David.
such an interesting glam rock guy. He just he was almost scary looking. Like he looked like a little vampire with those teeth. But he had such an interesting look, and yeah, well,
He aged
he
well.
just what an iconic figure
Iconic
and
icon?
musician and actor. Iconic icon, yeah. We'll totally
Iconic
miss him.
icon. That's... So we
We
talked about
definitely need to be.
confessions, eh? Yeah, go ahead, goddess.
No, I just keep. I could talk about David Bowie forever. I was saying we need to play some David Bowie songs. Hello, producers. Let's
Let's
get some
dance.
David Bowie
Can
songs
we?
on. Come on.
Let's get some
All
Let's
right.
Dance going. We talked about concussions, how every person on this planet should stop considering football to be such a great sport because you're just destroying our kids, destroying these people who are going into it. We talked about, and the whole premise of, this is leading on to our next topic. It's all about saving our kids because we're here, we're adults, we're here to protect our generation so the next generation learns from our mistakes. And that's why I believe that kids should not be allowed to drive until they're 21. There are just too many accidents and issues coming about, and their minds are not even developed enough to be mature enough to take on the wheel. There are so many accidents that happen. I don't know the exact statistics, but
Well,
with
I have
kids
the exact
specifically,
statistic.
I know you do because your
And see,
mind's a stats girl.
I'm a
You're like the
statistician.
nerd in the front
So
of the class.
I am. I totally was that little girl, Susie Q, the little goody goody, raising her hand like Hermione in Harry Potter. I was
That's the
afraid.
Asian side of you
So,
coming out, right?
well, I just
Up
get
in the front.
grounded if I made B's and C's. My parents were also very strict, so that was part of it too. But in according to these drunk driving stats in 2013, there's an alcohol impaired traffic fatality every 52 minutes, which is crazy. And then here's what you're talking about, and it shows that more deaths completely happen with, so it says in 2013, the percentage of drivers in fatal crashes who were alcohol impaired were the highest from ages 21 to 24 years old.
Okay.
So the stats are saying that the people who are dying the most are the young kids. However, Dr. Raj, this is a tough topic because I actually, if we can go die for our country at the age of 18, we should be able to drive. I feel like it has
to. Oh, God, what an analogy.
Well, it's
at
true.
One point, I thought you were brilliant. Till now.
Come on, it's true. Like, I mean, you're going to tell someone that you can fight for our country and get shot and killed, but you can't drive a car. So I understand what you're saying. We definitely need to do something. I don't know if changing the driving age to 21 is going to be the answer.
I think 16 is, your minds aren't even developed. I mean, it's up.
I mean, there's total truth to what you're saying, but there has to be better solutions.
It's absolutely crazy putting a 16-year-old behind a wheel, isn't it?
I completely agree. It is crazy, but I think that if all kids were required to take driver's ed in schools, like I never took driver's ed. We didn't have driver's ed in my high school. I learned from my parents. I didn't even get my driver's license until I was 18 years old because I didn't really care, and I just liked my friends driving me. I was so lazy. But then my twin sister, as soon as she could get her permit at 16, she got her permit, and she was driving at 18. I was slow. I took my driver's test late.
Well, I think deep down inside you were afraid, too, because you sat in the front of the class, and you knew the statistics, and you wanted to wait.
Maybe. There actually may be some absolute truth to it. I think that I was a little princess and like being chauffeured around, and too, I probably was scared and didn't trust myself behind the wheel. But having that said, I've only been in one accident, and to my defense, I literally turned into a car the day my ex-husband cheated on me for the first time.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Yeah, but that was... That's
but you said for the first time?
I've ever been. Yeah, he's a jeer. God love him. But I wasn't having sex with him. It's a whole story. Not
did you still
for here,
stay with
but
him?
Maybe another time. Okay. Oh, for a little bit. But the truth, the main important thing is that I am a very conscientious driver. So I think it's about educating our young people and less to do with about changing the driving age, Dr. Raj.
No, you can't educate weak, younger minds like that. They're just going
to
be interested.
You're about to say weak-minded. You're about to say weak-minded.
You can't, because they are weaker-minded.
We all heard you. The world heard you, Dr. Raj. Are you
yes.
calling kids weak-minded?
Weaker-minded. They are weaker-minded. They're looking for immediate gratification. And if they wait till 21, it'll be perfectly fine. I think there will be a lot less accidents. And, you know, I was almost hit by a young kid driving because she wasn't paying attention. And she put her foot on the accelerator versus the brake. And her dad started yelling at her. Her dad was in the car. So it gives you an idea. They're just not mature enough yet. So.
Well,
we agree to disagree. Or we disagree
we
to disagree.
We agree that too many young people are dying. Because they're drinking behind the wheel.
Right.
But in our country needs to educate and do something to change this. And as a parent, it starts with you. You can have that conversation. You can help your child.
My
make
little
better
kid's
choices.
Not driving until she's 29.
Oh. Well.
She's going to get that news
lucky,
soon.
Lucky her. Lucky Dr. Austin.
I love it. Okay, stay tuned for next segment when we talk about this lotto frenzy and concussions. Remember, stay away from football. morning. Welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We talked about concussions and how football kills, and be careful when you want to decide to get your son or even daughter into football. We talked about driving age and how young people should not drive because a lot of our deaths are due to younger people and bad decisions. And now we're on to Jenny's spiritual segment. So can't wait to hear what you have to say.
It's not so spiritual today. It's about the frenzy, the crazy lottery frenzy. It is up to $1.3 billion, the record history, the most that it's ever been. And everyone and anyone is going out and buying a lottery ticket. There are lines. My dad told me, he lives in Knoxville, Tennessee, how he was at one place and there were just lines of people waiting to buy tickets. And my dad even confessed that he spent $100 on lottery tickets. And I will confess that I even bought a ticket at $2 a pop. Actually, that's not true. I spent $6, and then I went in on a pool with some friends. So overall, I think I spent like $20. But here's the deal. I want to say, I really would like to say, don't buy a lottery ticket because of everything that I'm about to tell you why you should not. But I would be a total hypocrite, Dr. Raj, because I bought some tickets, and I'm probably going to buy a couple because, like, what the heck? Might as well. Because the next drawing is going to be this Wednesday. However, so what I really want to impart is, at least if you're going to buy a ticket, know what has happened to other lottery winners. Know what you're signing up for. Know what has happened to other lottery winners. There are all these articles out about, really, you don't want to win the lottery. Statistically, it's like crazy. Like 90% of lottery winners lose their money, go bankrupt, even get murdered. They suffer so much. I mean, there is story after story. It's crazy. There is Adam Lee Shakespeare. He won $30 million in Florida Lotto, and then he went missing 3 years taking a lump sum. And then less of $17 million, and then less than a year later, his body was found buried under a concrete slab in his backyard.
He went missing because someone went after him because they wanted his money?
Well, he was shot because his financial advisor shot him because she eventually got control of his assets and money. So his financial advisor shot him. But if you look at these stories, there are stories after stories of people getting robbed, killed, attempted murder, everything.
Yeah, you're going to set yourself up to get robbed, and you're going to set yourself up to get... you'll actually expose yourself to the criminal element of the world, for sure.
There's increased chance of bankruptcy, stress. There's so much.
And you're telling me... Yeah, okay, let's sit down. You're telling me because of those stories, you would not want to do it?
Well, this is why I wanted to talk about this, because just like every other American out there listening who has bought a lotto ticket, you're always like, that's not going to be me. I'll do it differently. I will make sure I do it right. You think you're going to be the one person that is going to make the best decisions for yourself. And by the grace of God, hopefully you will. If you're listening, you'll be that person that has a success story with winning the lottery. The stats are not in your favor statistically. I think that, I'm going to play because why not? Who knows? Because sometimes you don't even win the 1 point. You know, there's a whole system with the lottery, which I didn't even know. Like, if you get a couple of numbers, you win a small amount of money. It's like you may not even win the whole thing. And statistically, it's so crazy, the statistics.
Yeah,
of
but
your
you're.
chances. It's like one in a million just to even win.
Yeah, but you know what? Those are statistics. There's statistics with everything we do. So if you're meant to win, you're meant to win. But the reality is, it's about self-control. So if you win, it's about the decisions you make. It shouldn't change your underlying being of who you are.
I know, but that unfortunately money can corrupt you. This article that came out in Money CNN, they're quoted, the writer says that the writer Aaron Smith writes, "The lottery has left a trail of misery, broken dreams, and even dead bodies in its wake. And that's the tale of just the winners." And he talks about Andrew Jack Whitaker, West Virginia, who hit the $350 million Powerball jackpot in 2002. Self-made, you know, he, and interesting that he was already a self-made billionaire through his construction business, but it says he got a divorce. He said people had tried to rob him a couple of times. He says that he wishes that he's like lost all his money. And this is a crazy thing. Every week he spends $600 buying lottery tickets.
To this day.
And that he, because he lost it all. You just, you make bad decisions when you make money. When you have
Yeah,
that kind
but
of money, and
he
you've
of all
never had any
people
money.
should have, he of all people should have known that on a simplistic basis, number one, you know, he first of all, he was a millionaire already through his business. Second of all, he should have known how to handle that amount of money. So and the third thing is he lost all of his money. So where did his mind go? You know, did he trust the wrong person? But point is, that divorce situation, you can't blame it all on the lottery.
You can't, I agree with you, but think of it this way. Imagine you've never had money and all of a sudden you're a multi-millionaire. You can have anything and everything. It is a very hard for people to not lose themselves with drugs, alcohol, all kinds of addictions, going over the top, and not to mention it drives people crazy. People in your family, your circles, who then have thoughts of murdering you because they want that money. That's crazy. But it happens. People, it triggers something very dark in people if they know that you've won that kind of money. I think it's very dangerous if you've won the lottery.
Oh, I think you need
You have.
bodyguards afterwards for sure.
Well, again, here's another example. Iba Rana Kali. Kali Lee was a wife of a successful doctor. She won $5 million, and she got murdered. She was injected by a bunch of painkillers,
Who
and
murdered
her
her?
husband.
Her husband?
Yeah, it says her husband had no idea that her spending was so out of control, and we found out she bankrupted the family. She would go to casinos and. Well, actually, it doesn't say if it was her husband, but yeah, she was murdered with painkillers. I mean, just it goes to show you. Listen, I'm not telling you not to buy a lottery ticket because that would be stupid. Because you're going to buy one anyway. I'm probably going to buy one because what the hell? But what I'm telling you is, no. At least be conscious of what has happened to people that have won this kind of money. Are there steps that you can do? Be anonymous.
Yes.
Try to stay out of the limelight. Don't just keep it in the bank. Don't change your life. I really believe don't change your life. Stay in the same house for a year. Don't do anything for a year. I think don't do anything for a year without money.
Actually, I fully agree with you. I think that is great advice. Just don't do anything. Don't change yourself.
Keep working. Yeah,
And
keep
keep low
working. Stay in the
key.
bank.
Because you're not going to make a rational decision impulsively in a situation like this. It's not going to
And having that said, I hope I win the
happen.
$1.8 billion.
Huh?
I'll take you out to a nice dinner, Dr. Raj, if I win.
You promise? Where? Where
I
would you?
promise.
What's a nice dinner in
Well,
New
we won't
York?
be flying to
I'm kidding.
Paris, that's for sure. When you come to New York, we'll have a dinner at, a local spot, because it'll
Awesome.
just like we would. But instead of you
Awesome.
treating, it'll be my treat this time.
I love it. Okay. So stay tuned for our next segment when we summarize concussions kill, football kills, and don't let your kids drive at the age until the age of 21 plus. I'm not letting them. And the lottery, be careful if you do win and what happens, right, Jenny?
Absolutely. Stands a solitary candle.
Morning, welcome to the Dr. Raj and Jenny Moon Show. I'm your friendly Beverly Hills orthopedic surgeon combined with your lifestyle goddess. We've just talked about concussions and how football kills and how the mystery is unraveling and things will change. I would say within the next decade, you'll see a change in football. It's not going to be the same sport it is now. Guarantee it. And then kids driving, same thing. I mean, we're jeopardizing our kids by allowing them to drive at an early age. And we agree to disagree on that topic with Jenny, who feels that kids should be given a right, but I feel they shouldn't. And then also the lotto.
Well, if they can die for your country, they should be able to drive. That makes no sense. And they shouldn't be able to die for our country.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, it's completely different. It's an extreme amount of discipline that comes in training that occurs.
For both.
Unlike with.
For the military and driving a car. The same skills. But
Not really.
we are going to agree to disagree. We're going to agree to disagree because we have Jacob.
Yes.
A caller ready.
Jacob. What's your
Hello.
question? How are you?
How can we
Oh, I'm doing
You're
fine.
On air.
Yeah, maybe you're talking. Were you saying that something about kids driving there?
Well,
yes.
And we were talking about Powerball too. We forgot. Did you buy a Powerball too?
Yeah. I would say it's probably. Well, let's put it this way. My dad always told me to not touch the lottery. And I never did. So, but I learned that it's not. It's what?
You've never bought a lottery ticket.
I've never bought a lottery ticket. But I've also found that I'm better off that way, though. And I figured later on, I realized that basically this contributes to big government. It contributes. It helps them try to ease their inflation, try to make up for money that they've already stolen from people, that they've already, the taxpayers and everything.
And that's an interesting perspective.
That's actually a great perspective, yes.
The way I look at it, inflation really, we don't need any more of that. And, well, inflation only works. Not just when the state seeks to promote it, but when the people have larceny in their hearts. And that's really, I don't know what you think of that, but I think that's a true statement.
There's some truth
what?
For sure. I think there's definitely some truth of it, of what you're talking about, but I think it's so impressive. The question I really want to ask you is, how have you had the willpower not to buy a lottery ticket?
Well, the thing is, I've seen my parents were divorced. My dad never, ever, he might have before I was born, I don't know, but he never did. He always told me not to. And before I turned 18, I always told myself, I'm going to buy a lottery ticket just because I can. And you know what?
Okay.
It just never... It never manifested. That when I got there, it just and it, that desire just didn't really, it didn't really go, it didn't kick in to where I actually did it. But when I saw my mother's side of the family, when I would go and visit her on summer breaks and Christmas, and I would see her and my grandmother, they'd be watching the Powerballs and stuff, and it would be exciting to watch, but they never win, you know? But they seemed like they couldn't stop watching it. They couldn't stop doing it, mm-hmm. you know? And it's just, you just lose, you know? But seriously, that was larceny, even in mm-hmm. my family, in their hearts. And I didn't realize it back then, but slowly I learned certain things, and I don't want to contribute to inflation.
Very wise.
That's a good rationale.
What do you think?
It's a great rationale behind it, but you're right. I think anyone who does the lottery is someone who's just hoping for a change. And, you know, in the end of the day, we all can dream and hope, and we see the stories and we are attached close to it. But it's a good way to look at it, for sure. It is. Because when reality hits, like you said, those stories do come out. And it is a factor.
My family just couldn't accept reality. My mom and my grandmother, they couldn't accept it over and over, you know, for 20 years. You know what I mean? Like you said, reality. But that doesn't seem to affect someone, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, it's also the rush. You know, it's the rush of winning. And it's akin to, like, sitting at a slot machine. At some point, you win a little bit. And then suddenly your mind changes, and then you get a little more endorphin. But in the end of the day, those stories, that's why they sensationalize those stories, the lottery. So they have a jackpot of $1.3 billion. Everyone goes crazy then.
That is a lot, but you lose a lot.
Yep.
I think you lose. Jacob, wise words of wisdom coming from you, because you bring up some great points. So who knows, Dr. Raj, are you still going to buy a lottery ticket after hearing Jacob?
You know what, I didn't do it the last time, but if I have time, of course, but I'm not going to line up outside, and I'm not going to get 50 or 100. If I have time, and it's on my mind, I'll do it.
So Jacob, I love you. I still am going to buy myself at least one lottery ticket. Or to the TV watching it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jacob.
Have a blessed day, Jacob.
Okay, have a good one. Thanks.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Great show today. Actually, Jacob's opinion is right on, and we talked about concussions today and the craziness of football. We also talked about driving at a young age and how, you know, I feel your mind is not developing enough to drive. So people out there, be careful. Don't let your kids drive, and don't let them play football. Look into baseball and basketball, like Dr. Raj.
Awesome, and good luck, Dr. Raj. May the force be with us.
Yes, you and your Star Wars craziness.
And winning the $1.8 billion.
But you don't need 100 tickets. You just need one. If it's meant to happen,
the opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.